Greetings, creakers. It's hard not to enjoy the sunshine, but it is with an uneasy feeling. Water supply is a new worry for people who grew up in this rainforest where we have taken our water for granted. When the rains do come, many of us will be capturing it. If you are interested in this subject, One Straw will be hosting a walk and talk to share their experience with water collection systems at 1:30 p.m. on November 27th. It's free. Sign up at www.onestraw.ca. Did you know that you can sign up for an SCRD water use update? You will receive a monthly email showing your average daily water use, comparing your consumption with the same period last year and average use across the SCRD. I find checking this to be motivating. I am also finding motivation in sharing water conservation ideas with my friends. I invite you to email me with your household ideas for using less water for a future column. Following this stream of thought brings me to salmon and the dedicated group who look out for them, Streamkeepers. For the past 4 years, Streamkeepers has been monitoring the health of the creek and counting spawners. The November 13th count was 164 chum and 1 coho, and if you go do there tomorrow, you will see them splashing their way up the creek. It's a sight that I never tire of. Streamkeepers also take care of the riparian area, removing invasive species and planting native ones that provide shade and prevent erosion. They need volunteers to come out on the last Saturday of the month to help. More at sunshinecoaststreamkeepers.com. It might be sunny, but it's chilly, and there are people in our community in need of warm clothing. The Roberts Creek Community Association has set up a rack outside the library. If you would like to donate or take a coat, it is there until November 23rd. Please also consider a donation to the food cupboard. Down to events. Let's start with the Legion. On the 18th, it's Irish Pub Night. Join the Shamrockers for fiddles, singing and dancing, maybe some jokes, and the kitchen is open for dinner from 5 to 9 p.m. on Saturday. It's a hip-hop showcase with FT, Kaya Ko, Queen of the Green and Chakrafer. Weekly events include Wednesday open mic and Thursday jazz, and every second Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. it's a family-friendly ukulele groove. Bring your uke or just your voice to sing along. Dinner available. On November 25th, it's Georgia Fats. The Roberts Creek Scouts are fundraising to send 2 members to the World Scout Jamboree in Korea next year. This Saturday they will be selling Krispy Kreme donuts at IGA Wilson Creek in Trail Bay Center, and on November 25th, there will be a pulled pork fundraiser at Persephone. Details at www.6robertscreekscouts.ca. Saturday at the hall from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. it's the Grandmothers to Grandothers Fall Bazaar. The group works hard to put this event together in support of the David Lewis Foundation. The next big hall event is the RCCA Craft Fair, November 25th to 27. It's a lot of work to organize, and so this is a call out for volunteers to work at the door, the RCCA bake sale table, and help with setup and cleanup. If you can do a shift or donate baking, contact hall manager at robertscreekcommunity.ca. Finally, Roberts Creek OCPC elections are on November 22nd, 7:30 p.m. at the hall. If you are interested in our official community plan, come to vote or be nominated. To find out more, contact Elaine Futterman, 604-885-2395. That's it for now. Contact me with your news and ideas at my new email, mounceyyvonne@gmail.com.